Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
So happy to get rolling into the happy hour. 5:03 is the time. Chris Ello, Tony Gwynn Jr. down at Petco Park. Mr. Scraby, who honestly thought it was funny to say that the chip in the bag cracked.
No, fractured.
Fractured.
It was a funny joke.
A potato chip.
It was a funny joke. Have you ever heard of a chip fracture injury before?
Pretty sure that not one person got that one.
Okay, if anybody's on the chat and thought that that was a funny joke, please let me know.
Did anybody even crease a smile on that one?
How is that not funny? The only chip fracture I've ever had is when I reached my hand into a chip bag and I fractured the chip.
You're going to say it again, aren't you?
I think it's pretty good.
You just did. Happy Hour is brought to you by GL Pools. The swimming pool experts are trusted by thousands of San Diegans since 2006. Baseball season is in full swing, so is swim season. Call GL Pools. Mention radio. Free month of pool service. Michael Valenzuela, the Steeler fan that I mentioned in the Big Five, our boss, said, "We are not buddies, Chris. I don't want him either." Aaron Rodgers. I knew he didn't like Aaron Rodgers.
But if he had the choice between Aaron Rodgers and Mason Rudolph, I mean...
All right. Well, you can ask him when you see him. If we're still employed, you can ask him when you
see
him.
Hey, you were the one who brought him up.
I know. All right. Happy hour time. Padres hope they have a little happier evening tonight as they host the Nats in Game 2 of this three-game series. Washington 10-6 last night. It'll be the guy who's filled in great, Ryan Burgert, for the Padres tonight. And the San Diego kid, Trevor Williams, for Washington this evening. Nationals lineup is indeed the exact same as it was last night, except Riley Adams catches batting eighth instead of, the normal
Kiebert?
Starter. Yeah, Kiebert Ruiz, who started last night, came out of the game. Mm. Riley Adams came in.
Yes.
I didn't hear an injury report on Kiebert Ruiz, but something must have caused him to leave that game
Maybe
early.
Maybe he was getting bad feels from last year.
Riley Adams, by the way.
Oh, he took a foul ball off the head.
Yeah.
That's what it is. He's going to get a scan.
Yeah, that's what you get for...
Oh, he's on the injured list now, too.
He went to the IL already.
Yeah.
Okay.
10-day injured list with a head contusion.
Kiebert.
We'll see. I don't know why I felt like
I don't feel like making fun of the guy.
Funny.
Making fun of the guy's on the injured list. All I'm saying is that what you get for trying to, you know, get something started with our guy last year, Jerks and Profar.
I know.
Riley Adams, though, who takes over in the starting role, University of San Diego guy.
Oh.
All-American several years ago. I did feel a little bad for Riley last night. He came into the game and they popped his batting average up there on the screen. And,
uh-oh.
Yeah, 102 does not work for a batting average. So he'll be in there tonight. But so will C.J. Abrams, James Wood, and the rest of the former Padres tonight.
Oh, can I read it? Do you want me to read this tweet from someone who told me the lineup and how it should be if A.J. Preller did it right?
Yeah, the Padres... Well, A.J. Preller doesn't do the lineup, even though,
no, I mean,
again, you Grandisus thinks so.
No. This is, if AJ didn't trade everyone, this person tweeted me.
If AJ didn't trade everyone.
I presented that poorly.
Okay.
The
fine.
Lineup we could have had if AJ just hibernated instead of actually
doing
his
job. Didn't
make
any trades. Okay, go ahead.
Edwards at second base.
Who's
Xavier
that?
Edwards.
Xavier Edwards, the Marlin guy.
CJ Abrams at third. I don't know why he would. I don't know where Manny went, but Trey Turner at short, Wood in the outfield, Rooker in the outfield, Naylor at first base, Bell at DH. I don't know why you want him at DH. Grisham at outfield. I don't know why you want him. And the Hedges as a catcher. Why would you want him either?
Hedges.
Like, what? This is what we're dealing with, Chris. These are the people that we're talking to.
So that lineup there is better than this one? Apparently.
The first reply I can't even say on the radio, but I will tell you in the break, and it's hilarious. This is one of the dumbest things. Like, I don't want people to be scared off from, like, interacting with us, but if you're going to send something like this,
have a clue,
be ready for us to make fun of it, because that is ridiculous. You want Hedges? He was under 200 for all of his career, hitting under 200.
Here's number one on that. Every team in baseball, you can make a list of players that are no longer on their team that might look good on their team now. It just is. Even the Dodgers, I guarantee you, have let a few guys get away in trades or
they absolutely have.
People they haven't re-signed that have gone on and done things. Secondly, as we said all day long, if you still had James Wood, C.J. Abrams, and Josh Bell, you may not have gone to the NLCS in 2022. You may not have been a postseason team last year. You may have. I don't know. And then the bottom line is Abrams, Wood, and Bell, although very good last night, are the leaders of a national team that is one of the worst in baseball.
Yeah, that tells
me
something.
They still have a lot of growing pains to go through. Would you be willing to wait for all that? I do owe an apology. The Cal Raleigh subtle jab at Aaron Judge about how he's got all his home runs in Seattle and Aaron Judge is hitting at Yankee Stadium, and I think that should be mentioned. That was from a tweet called Talkin' Bossabell, not Talkin' Baseball.
I've been fooled by this account, too.
I'll tell you, you look at it, you don't see Bossabell.
Yeah, you do.
That's what you see.
And then, it's a verified Twitter account.
It's got a
account.
Blue check. Yeah, so you think you're in. All right, so I don't know. You idiots out. Not, if you are somebody that honestly
say,
spends
the
your
idiot?
Time. Me. I'm stupid. I fell for it. But they also, like, why are you even doing that? What's your point?
People just.
I don't know.
I don't get it either.
All right. So let's let Cal Raleigh off the hook here. He did nothing or said nothing. He's just hitting home runs for the Mariners. One last thing before we go to the break. And then on the Scraby segment to finish the show. He is going to lead all of us in a Dean Spanos bashing that you are going to love out there.
Yes.
Do not miss the Dean Spanos bash.
I've come across text messages from
his
phone.
That is coming up in the next segment. But before I get to that, very quick, according to AI, artificial intelligence has now rated the greatest pure hitters in Major League history.
How so Austin Hedges is on that list.
Yes, and T.J. Abrams and James Wood. now, how AI ever arrived at this, don't ask me, but people seem to like AI. So here are the top 10 hitters, pure hitters in the history of the sport. Number 10, Hannes Wagner. Number 9, Wade Boggs. Number 8, Pete Rose. Number 7, Ichiro. Number 6, Anthony Keith Gwynn.
Thank you, AI.
Pretty good. Now, I want to just leave it there for a second. Who would be the 5 guys that are ahead of Anthony Keith Gwynn, best pure hitters to ever live?
I think I got some good guesses. Ted Williams.
Ted's number 1.
Oh, okay.
On this list.
What about the Babe?
Babe, no.
Barry Bonds.
Barry Bonds should be. Disagree with you. I think Barry Bonds should be.
AI is keeping him out of stuff like this?
Well, Pete Rose is on this, so obviously that's not... Maybe the AI is putting the, that whole thing, the steroid thing, but Barry Bonds the best pure hitter. Most people think. Anyway, it's Ted Williams 1, Ty Cobb 2.
I was going to say.
Talking about great people. Roger Hornsby 3. Another early century guy.
We're getting some guesses. Derek Jeter?
No. Rod Carew, 4. Rod Carew won a lot of batting titles. And Stan the Man Musial, 5. That is artificial intelligence. Keep that in mind.
Not a bad list, though.
Well, yeah, it's pretty good. Pretty good list. But now that you mention that, with no Barry Bonds, don't love the list. Because Barry Bonds the best hitter I've seen. And if Anthony Keith Gwynn Jr. says he's the best... Ahead of his own dad?
Yeah.
Yeah, I got to listen to that.
Yeah, Tony does say that.
Yeah. All right, we are going to bash Dean Spanos all together now.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
All right, we have a lot of things we'd love to do in San Diego. I could root for the Padres, cheer for the red and black, listen to Gwen and Chris on the radio. That's a big deal.
Yes, it is.
What you're doing now, 5:20 is the time. Crisello, Tony Gwynn Jr., Matt Scraby. But I don't know that any of those things are as unifying in our town, Scraby, as is bashing Dean Spanos. Yeah. I don't think you can walk around with a sign, a bullhorn, use a skywriter, right? One of those things over there, top there.
Yes.
And say, anybody down there that doesn't want to bash Dean Spanos when the chance arrives.
That's a long message, but yeah.
You know what I mean? But nobody's going to raise their hand because everybody wants to bash this guy. He's universally hated.
One of my favorite things ever was when they caught Dean shoving a hot dog in his mouth during a game. He got mustard on himself. That was hilarious.
So Scraby's got that for you in a second. But one quick baseball note. I'd not heard of this young man. Chase Burns, 23-year-old right-hander for the Cincinnati Reds, making his first career start tonight against the Yankees. He's out of Wake Forest. Superstar, second choice, overall pick. First start tonight. Top of the first inning, Grisham strikes out. Rice strikes out. Judge strikes out. Bang, bang, bang.
Bang, bang, bang.
Second inning, Bellinger strikes out. Goldschmidt strikes out. First guy in the division era.
Expansion era.
Well, that's the same. 1969.
They're saying 61.
Oh, wow. Okay, you're right.
So 61.
Even longer. First guy in 60-some-odd years to start his career by striking out the first five guys he faced. First guy to do it, really, that we know about. He also struck out Volpe to end the second inning after giving up a single. He had a strikeout of Grisham in the third. So he had 7 Ks through 3 innings, but then the Yankees got him. Rice home run, Volpe 2-run triple, and a little different. Burns is still in the ballgame, 5th inning, trailing 3-0. But still pretty good, an electric start to his career. Chase Burns.
That was pretty good.
Keep an eye on that right-hander.
Throwing a hundo.
Folos Rojos. All right, Scrabe.
All right, it's time to bash.
Yeah, let's bash Dean Spanos. And this is bash-worthy stuff, by the way. We're not just kind of making this up.
No, we're not just doing it for fun.
No, we're
there is a reason.
We are doing it for fun.
But there's a reason behind it. We're not just making, like you said,
but we are going to have fun doing it.
We will get to Dean Spanos in a second, but we have to set up why Dean Spanos is in the news.
Okay.
And so there was a lawsuit between the NFL Players Association and the NFL, and the Players Association was saying the NFL owners were colluding against fully guaranteed contracts.
Right.
And so they took them to court to prove that the owners were coming together and saying, we're not going to give these guys fully guaranteed contracts.
Basically, owners talk behind the scenes, and one owner says, hey, I'm not going to pay this guy as long as you don't pay this guy.
Exactly.
And the owners both go, yeah, that's good for both of us, because now we're keeping the salaries down.
You know why we're knowing about this, too, which kind of bothers me, but Pablo Torre is the one who's
good for Pablo.
Breaking this news. Well, this is actual news.
Since the Bill Belichick thing looks like it's going to blow up on him, maybe this is good that he got this one right. But go ahead.
Okay, so the decision, Judge Christopher Droney sided with the NFL, let me read this. While a judge found clear proof the NFL encouraged teams to reduce contract guarantees, a necessary smoking gun was not found. So they could not find find evidence that all the owners came together and decided upon this.
Oh, but they did find that at least a couple of owners got together.
They did find that there is, yes.
There's at least two owners that got together.
Well, there's more than that, yeah.
Right, but they found at least two that did conspire to keep salaries down. And those two owners are one of the most disliked and slimeball, ineffective owners in all of football, and then Dean Spanos.
Well,
Dean Spanos is not the guy I'm talking about first. The first one is Cardinals owner Michael Bidwill.
Yeah, yeah.
But it seemed, you know, what is the old saying? Birds of a feather
flock together. Yeah.
So it doesn't surprise me that Bidwill and Dean Spanos, two guys who are cheap, whose organizations have no respect throughout the league, whose fan bases hate them, or at least former fan bases hate them or their family name.
Yeah.
And guys that just aren't that bright. And teams that are also terrible pretty consistently.
So,
that they would be together on this.
Yes. So, in 2022, when the Cardinals signed Kyler Murray to a contract, but it wasn't fully guaranteed.
Okay.
Dean Spanos texted Michael Bidwill, the owner of the Cardinals, one day after, and here's from the documents. Spanos, congratulations on signing Murray. Bidwill, thanks, Dino. I don't know why that bothers me so much.
Dino?
Thanks, Dino. And this is from Pro Football Talk.
Yeah.
Thanks, Dino.
Yes, this is a Mike Florio article.
Oh, he's a former lawyer.
Right. But this is straight from the court document.
Yes.
So this isn't...
These are text messages between Michael Bidwill and Dean Spanos.
But this is from the court documents. This is not Michael Florio digging this out.
No.
This is just already there.
You could find this in the 61-page document.
Right.
Thanks, Dino. These quarterback deals are expensive, but we limited the fully guaranteed money and have some pretty good language. Thankfully, we have a quarterback that's worth paying. Spano said, your deal helps us for our quarterback next year.
Who happened to be Justin Herbert.
Yep. Bidwill said, I think many teams will be happy with it once they have a chance to review. Cleveland really screwed things up, but I was resolved to keep the guaranteed money relatively
low. And they're speaking of Cleveland giving out guaranteed money to young players.
Yes.
That makes it to where the rest of the teams have to give out guaranteed money to the players.
So the Browns gave Deshaun Watson all that money.
Bidwell's trying to change it.
He is.
And say, hey, Cleveland makes this really tough on us.
Yes, and so that's the end of the text messages, but the judge explained these text messages are not evidence of a collusive agreement in part because, quote, the comments by these particular owners were after the contracts with the quarterback were signed, not before. And the reason that the NFLPA basically lost this is because they did it to themselves. In the contract, the language is that they have the burden Hold on, I'm not a lawyer. Article 17 of the CBA, which states that the complaining party, which is the NFLPA, quote, shall bear the burden of demonstrating by a clear preponderance of the evidence. So basically, the NFLPA said, we'll prove that they're colluding. And if they would have left the word clear out of it,
they might have got it.
They might have got it.
Well, look, it doesn't matter a lot. It does a little. The bottom line is,
Dean Spanos
NFL
is cheap.
Owners and people like Dean Spanos are slime balls. And one of the reasons that they have billions upon billions of dollars is because they're cheap. And I don't think there's anybody out there remotely within our listening audience that ever would think that owners don't get together behind the scenes and collude to keep prices down. Look, there were Major League Baseball players who sued ownership in the 70s for this and won.
Yep.
So this is not new. This is 50 years worth of owners saying, hey, if you can sign this guy for $10 million, that would help me sign him, my guy, for $10 million. As opposed to, look, let's look at it from the other side for a minute. Remember when Jackson Merrill signed the, quote, team-friendly deal with the Padres?
Yes.
Do you remember how the Baseball Players Association reacted to that?
They said he shouldn't have taken the deal.
They were not pleased.
No.
Because his contract now allows it for the next guy to maybe be, quote, lowballed. Now, we can't we don't understand the word lowballed when you're talking about $30 million. Yeah. But in these circles, you can see where it comes from. The owners behind the scenes definitely talk, and they definitely root for each other to keep prices down so that they themselves don't have to pay as much. The thing that's crazy about it, but it shouldn't surprise us. The thing that's crazy about it is that these owners have so much money that it doesn't really matter if you give Kyler Murray or Justin Herbert or Tua or whoever, if you give them $70 million instead of $60, these owners are worth billions and billions.
Yes, they are.
Like, it doesn't mean anything, but they're competitive to the point where they feel like they don't want to pay where the other owner is. Now, the good owner, I think there's a lot of owners out there who don't get involved in this at all and just run their business to try to win. But people like Spanos and Bidwell, look, all you have to do is look at the success of the Cardinals franchise and the Chargers franchise over all these years, not just 2 years, 3 years. I'm talking about all these years. You tell me when either of those teams has been good, right? Except for like a blip on the radar here and there.
The Cardinals have just been missing the playoffs.
Well, they got in there a couple, right, with Kurt Warner. But you know what I mean? I think they made the one, maybe another. But my point being, two of the worst franchises in football the last 50 years are 40 years are the Cardinals and the Chargers. They just are. And part of the reason is because they have ownership that cares about stuff like this rather than just doing what you got to do to win.
Yes. I'm reading more about this, and I guess like Deshaun Watson, when his contract was announced, Kyler Murray was already in negotiation, so he had already submitted a contract with non-fully guaranteed language in there.
Yeah.
And so as soon as the Deshaun Watson
they
happened,
changed
they
it.
Tried to
change it.
Yeah. But, I mean, this again, it's as you said, it's not surprising. This has been happening for years and years and years and years. But it's not a good look for the NFL owners. Don't look good in this. Even if they won the lawsuit, this is going to cause friction.
Meh. A little.
We're going to have an NFL strike at some point.
All right, here's where the friction will come in. But we know this again, Scraby. When it's time to re-up the next,
CBA,
the owners won't trust the players, and the players won't trust the owners, and the beat goes on.
Strike.
It isn't, but it's never been any different. The players never trust the owners. This is why. And the owners think the players are, not exactly to be believed either. I think the owners are the more...
Oh, the owners are the worst. Worst party in this whole thing because they... I don't necessarily think that quarterbacks should get fully guaranteed money. Like, that's just not how football works. But they should get some guaranteed money. Like, Kirk Cousins got a fully guaranteed deal. I'm sure people were not happy about that when that happened. I thought everybody was going to get a fully guaranteed deal after that, and you didn't really see it. But Deshaun Watson has put the blueprint as to why you do not give someone fully guaranteed money in the NFL.
Let me just say that I can honestly care less about any of these contracts because I don't get any of the money.
That's true.
And I don't really care who gets it and where it goes. But I do believe that players, I'd rather them see the money than the owners keep it all.
Yeah.
To me, this is more about just what kind of human being you are. And are you upfront, and are you honest, and are you negotiating in good faith where I make a deal, an offer, you bring one back, I go back, I say, hey, I think this is what you're worth, you say that. But if you're Dean Spanos,
Dino, what
you're busy doing, honestly, is slimy going behind the scenes to find out what somebody else is doing with their quarterback so that you can hopefully lowball yours. That's what he's about. That's why, even though we'll always miss the Chargers, we will never miss him.
No, we won't. We will not.
All right. One somebody I got to catch up to real quick is Sam Levitt. Saw him last night. Wish I could see him again today, but I'm going to have to settle for listening to him. He's got the Padre pregame show next.
Does have silky smooth pipes.
Padres and Nationals tonight. Scraby and I are on after the game tomorrow because it's a day game.
Post-post-game show.
Post-post-game. So we'll see you then.
Bye.
And let's hopefully be talking about two wins tonight and tomorrow.
Seriously.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.